America's health crisis. Expanding on RFK Jr.'s plan to make America healthy again. Commentary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s article in the Wall Street Journal brings urgent attention to the chronic disease epidemic gripping the United States. Regardless of your thoughts on RFK, we can all agree that our children deserve to be healthy. While we may not all agree on the path to achieving that goal, it is clear that something must be done to change the current trajectory of our nation's health. Nearly 50% of children and 60% of adults are living with chronic illnesses such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. As healthcare costs skyrocket and life expectancy stagnates, it's clear that the current system is not addressing the root causes of these issues. In his article, RFK Jr. outlined several key reforms to address these problems, including overhauling pharmaceutical regulations, banning harmful pesticides, and promoting preventive health education in medical schools. While these reforms are crucial steps toward tackling the crisis, I believe we must go even further to truly reverse the chronic disease epidemic and transform the nation's health. For those who haven't read RFK Jr.'s plan, here is a quick summary of his main points. Reform the Prescription Drug User Fee Act to reduce pharmaceutical industry influence on the Food and Drug Administration. Prohibit U.S. Department of Agriculture Nutrition Panel members from profiting from food or drug companies. Review and possibly limit direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising. Prevent National Institutes of Health funds from going to researchers with conflicts of interest. Cap drug prices to align U.S. costs with international standards. Restrict supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits from being used to buy unhealthy foods such as soda. Revisit U.S. pesticide and chemical standards to align with stricter global regulations. Require nutrition education and functional medicine in medical schools. Reform crop subsidies to promote healthier food production. Reinstate presidential fitness test standards for American physical health. Allocate more NIH research funds to preventive and holistic health approaches. Expand health savings accounts to give Americans more control over healthcare choices. Expanding on RFK Jr.'s ideas. A comprehensive plan for America's health. While I agree with much of what RFK Jr. proposes, I believe the plan does not go far enough to address the deep-seated health issues facing the United States today. Below are additional strategies I would recommend to create a healthier America and truly tackle the chronic disease epidemic. National Emergency Declaration for Health. The first step in making America healthy again should be to declare a national health emergency addressing the chronic disease crisis. This would allow for the launch of a national wellness campaign, similar to past anti-smoking or COVID-19 efforts. The campaign would focus on public education about diet, exercise, and mental health and allocate substantial funds toward prevention and wellness, rather than just treatment. Recreate the food pyramid, a simpler, healthier approach. It's time to overhaul the outdated food pyramid and replace it with a simpler, more effective model that prioritizes real, whole foods and cooking at home. At the base of the new pyramid should be fresh, locally sourced and organic foods, fruits, vegetables, eggs, regenerative and free-range animal products. The next tier should consist of lightly processed foods, such as whole grains, beans, and dairy, which retain their nutritional integrity. At the very top, the smallest section, should be heavily processed foods, which should be consumed sparingly. The focus should be on simplicity, eating fresh, local organic foods whenever possible and emphasizing home-cooked meals. This approach would guide people to make healthier choices and foster a deeper connection with food and cooking. Tax incentives for healthy living. To encourage Americans to adopt healthier lifestyles, the government could offer tax breaks or credits for individuals who maintain a healthy lifestyle. This could be verified through annual checkups, and deductions could be provided for gym memberships, healthy food purchases, and participation in community sports. These incentives would create a financial reward for healthy behavior. Providing a universal HSA as proposed above is a great adjunct to tax deductions. Corporate wellness mandates. Companies with more than 100 employees should be required to offer wellness programs that include fitness classes, nutritional counseling, and mental health services. To encourage participation, tax breaks or insurance discounts could be offered to employees who take advantage of these programs. School reform. physical activity, and healthy nutrition. School environments play a critical role in shaping children's health habits. We should reform school lunch programs to remove processed foods, excess sugars, and artificial dyes, replacing them with fresh, nutrient-dense options. In addition, schools should increase physical activity time and require that every school maintain gardens that produce fruits and vegetables for students. Educational reform for health literacy. True health education must be mandatory from elementary school through high school. This curriculum would focus on nutrition, physical fitness, mental health, and first aid, equipping children with the knowledge and habits they need to live healthier lives. Urban planning and urban agriculture for health. New urban developments should include green spaces and community gardens, bike lanes, and pedestrian-friendly zones to encourage physical activity. Community gardens should also be promoted as a way to increase access to fresh, locally grown food. City council positions could be created to plan and maintain these gardens, providing fresh food and educational opportunities for communities. Every community across the United States should be encouraged to create a food garden that produces local, regenerative food. Regulation of food industry marketing. To protect children, stricter regulations should be implemented on the marketing of unhealthy foods, especially during children's television programs. We should also ban the use of cartoon characters to promote sugary snacks. National sugar tax. Introducing a nationwide tax on processed sugar, including sugar-sweetened beverages and high-sugar processed foods, could help reduce consumption. The revenue from this tax could be directed toward public health initiatives such as nutrition education and wellness programs. This was done with smoking, and it can be done with processed sugar. Healthcare provider incentives for preventive care. The healthcare system must shift from a focus on treating illness to preventing it. Reimbursement models should reward preventive care, encouraging doctors to focus on lifestyle interventions that keep patients healthy. Healthcare providers should be incentivized to collaborate with nutritionists, therapists, and fitness counselors, ensuring comprehensive preventive care. End political and corporate conflicts of interest. To reduce conflicts of interest, a 5-year waiting period should be implemented, preventing FDA officials or pharmaceutical executives from moving into senior roles in the other sector. Additionally, big pharma, big food, and big health companies should be prohibited from funding political campaigns. Insurance coverage for preventive services. Insurance companies should be required to cover preventive health services, including exercise classes, gym memberships, nutrition counseling, and wellness programs. This could be capped at a reasonable amount annually to ensure that more Americans can afford to prioritize their health. Transitioning monocrop subsidies. Over the next 1 to 2 decades, the government should gradually shift subsidies away from monocrop farming and toward healthier food production, including small family farms. Farmers transitioning to sustainable and organic practices should receive financial rewards to promote healthier, environmentally friendly agriculture. Leadership for future health policy. In shaping the future of health policy, we need leaders who stand outside the influence of big pharma and big food, and who genuinely care about the well-being of our children. Two such individuals are Callie Means and Dr. Casey Means, both of whom should be offered prominent positions in shaping the country's health policies, if they are interested. Their vision for health is deeply rooted in love, care, and an unparalleled understanding of the systemic issues that drive the chronic disease crisis. They are among the few, in my opinion, who prioritize making children and adults healthier rather than lining their pockets or being swayed by corporate interests. Their clear, coherent, and realistic health plan offers hope for a brighter, healthier future for the United States. By giving them a platform in government, I believe we can move closer to real, lasting change that prioritizes health over profit. Conclusion. By expanding on RFK Jr.'s proposals with a stronger focus on prevention, nutrition, and holistic wellness, we can take meaningful steps toward reversing the chronic disease epidemic in the United States. These additional strategies offer a comprehensive approach to transforming our nation's health, ensuring future generations are empowered to lead healthier, happier lives.